the final installment of Mediocrity in Ministry, how to battle everything from the pulpit to social media platforms. Today's final session, I will cover what we did with the Bible teachers, how we utilize social media, and finally, creating spaces and opportunities to reach a broader audience. I am going to show you how to support the ever-growing and changing dynamic of your church body or organization. I have to tell you something. Are you ready? God amazed me when he turned my ministry around in 2020, and through it, he helped me organize other churches who were vulnerable to closing their doors. I did this, we did this, the Holy Spirit and I, God and I, we did this using a three-tier system that continues to work now and builds ministry teams. It is with confidence that we can learn, lead, and love one another through all circumstances. Hello and welcome to Talking on Purpose with Tori. This is the internet show where we talk about all things related to church growth, communication, social media, and building your ministry team. If today's topic excites you, please, I invite you to share it with a friend or two and also click the playlist links. I'm trying to decide where that's going to go, but it will be in the description box so you can catch the whole series. The Great Reset. The year 2020 impacted the globe in a variety of ways. The pandemic forced many of us to hit reset, and I will share how I helped many ministries flourish, become more effective communicators, and ignite passion to share the gospel through common, seemingly mundane ways. Through connections and conversations, God helped me help organizations that would be more vulnerable to the increased isolation. I learned so much about leadership and how a united team, a united leadership team, can become influential in their community and be a bright, shining light in the whole city. In the organizations where this was most successful, they are reaping the rewards we implemented through this three-tier system. So in today's final session, I will cover what we did with the Bible teachers, how we utilize social media, and finally, creating spaces and opportunities to reach a broader audience. The first tier. We asked the question, what can we do online? Many churches already had Bible classes and Sunday school, so we split them up and offered something every day of the week to boost engagement and have meaningful conversations. Imagine having a tech person come to your home to help you set up a space to host a Zoom or Google Meet right from your living room or kitchen table so that you could feel confident in what you were sharing, what you were doing, so that you could continue with the teaching, the fulfillment of your purpose. Imagine that tech person being available to you to help you troubleshoot issues or show you how to be online and in person simultaneously. Well, that was one of the ways I helped coordinate with churches across the United States, and wow, the response was incredible. Why is this important to support growth? Well, it promotes relationships and meets people where they are. And for many of us, I don't know how many billions, but it's online. The second tier was about doubling down on social media. Members, friends, all the pastoral team, they recorded short videos saying hello, what they were up to, how they longed to see and meet with each other, fellowship once again. And through coordination and congregations desiring to sing, pray, and embrace the way they were able to come together, it was amazing. And guess what? When the doors of the church were opened back up again, It was a joyful time. And I can't tell you the number of teams and volunteers that came out of that. There were churches that only had 30 faithful members. And over that year of 2020, that number grew to over 100. And that was just the in-person count. These synagogues, these churches and organizations, they continued to improve their online service and they created jobs and resume building opportunities. The entire leadership of those churches fully embraced the tell us what you're up to and really made a huge difference. Simple, easy, relationship building. The third and final tier is about multiplying. How can we repeat these same effective strategies in other areas of ministry? We implemented workshops and yearly conferences that helped us review by, let's go back, shall we? Identifying any new root problems, checking the new ideas and restructuring if needed, and revisiting the new growth system, which supports the ever-changing dynamic of the church body. We took one thing, and did it well several times over. An outline was given to all who wanted to participate in the video share, which was uploaded to the church social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. The material from the Bible classes, the Vacation Bible School, the Sunday School, all of that stuff that would have laid dormant was revamped to fit an online platform. And with the increase in the numbers, the tithe also increased. So the church had to hire staff to continue the work that God gave them. Right? It is amazing to be on this side of ministry and watching how God, through obedience and faith, is creating this extraordinary result. People are getting saved and believing in Jesus. Isn't that what we're called to do? Isn't that the point, to share our gifts, our talents, our anointing with one another so that we can continue to grow upward and outward and still have the cross as our focus? To get people to understand who this God is that we are just so amazed by and in awe by, and the things in the Bible that we don't seem to understand that makes zero sense to us in this natural realm, but we understand that there is a higher God, that there is someone who is more wise than us, and we can follow him and we can lead others to him. And we did that. I was able to be a part of that with so many churches. To see that happen, and for it to be successful, because people humbled themselves. We took the pride away. We prayed over it. And then we acted. We did it. And God multiplied it. Amen. Thank you for... This was the final installment of Mediocrity in Ministry, how to battle everything from the pulpit to social media platforms. In this three-tier system, I hope that you will find value in that and perhaps even use it now. Yes, this was born out of the pandemic. However, this system, it still works. You can still create this new energy and conversation and relationship online as you are still back in person. You can continue to do that because who knows what's going to happen next? God knows, but will you be prepared for the next time? Thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you all next week. Don't forget to visit www.torieslaughter.com. Invite someone else to subscribe to this channel here on YouTube. I thank you so much, and I will see you next week.